Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I have good news for Cowboy fans. I had to look long and hard for it, but I have a little bit of good news for Cowboy fans. Have that for you coming up. Welcome to the program, Already in Progress. It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the Patriots. They are en route to Kansas City for tonight's game. We'll talk to Don Mattingly, the Marlins manager. He made it to the second round of the playoffs. They start with the Braves tomorrow, and Donnie will join us in an hour. Reggie Miller will also recap what happened last night as Jimmy Butler beat the L.A. Lakers. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock. That's where you can watch the show for free, download the app, and also our great radio affiliates around the country. Adam Schefter has updated a tweet. Initially, he had said that no Titans players for the first time in 7 days had no negative test this morning. And I said, no, I think Shefty needs to say that they had no positive test this morning, because if they had no negative test, then the Titans aren't going to be playing for a couple of weeks. So for the first time in 7 days, the Titans had no positive test this morning. There's still doubt about their game next week against Buffalo. But until recently, the league seemed to be in pretty good shape. And now they're basically in the same boat with Major League Baseball. And that was a couple of months ago when baseball with the Cardinals and the Marlins had a couple of positive tests. And the first challenge is controlling the virus. You got a steady stream of positive tests, and the Titans showed how difficult it can be if teams can contain the outbreaks, and they have to figure out how to schedule around the virus. And it's a little easier than baseball. There's no double headers in football. And I don't know if you can add weeks to the end of the regular season. Here's a problem. And here was the scenario that was pointed out, presented to me yesterday. Because people are saying, well, if the Titans can't play next week, then, you know, can you move the regular season back a couple of weeks to get in all the games? They said, well, let's say you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you're the number one seed, and then you have to wait until X number of weeks until you can play your first playoff game. That's going to mean something. And, you know, it's not fair. If you're going to go, hey, let's say you have three or four teams that have to make up two games each. So you add a week 18 and a week 19 to make sure that they are able to play those games. But if you're, you know, somebody who has the best record in AFC or NFC, then you're going to have to wait almost a month to play your first playoff game. There'd be the bye week, and then, you know, you'd play your first game. And that's not fair to them either. It's a little tricky right now. You can move the Super Bowl back, but I think, we're going to have to wait and just, you know, it's going to happen in real time where we go, okay, they have to do that now. I think you can speculate here in week four, but it's dangerous to do that because I don't know how many teams are going to have a situation like Pittsburgh and Tennessee had. I'm going to guess we'll have another situation like this, but you don't know when, you don't know how big, and you don't know if it'll be just one team or not. This year's tested every league's ability to think outside the box. The NBA and NHL had great successes, but they were in the bubble. Baseball started slow, found kind of its groove, and the NFL has been basically like a giant cruise ship on the ocean, although that's probably not the best analogy to use during these times. It takes a long time to make a turn, but they don't have that luxury right now. So you got to make sure that you're going to be buttoned up as you head in. I thought week 8, week 9, week 10, maybe that's where players get a little more lax. Or if your team's out of the playoffs, out of the playoff chase, you might have that. But that's what was told to me when this season started, that it'll happen. The NFL was prepared for this. They weren't prepared that it was going to happen, you know, in week 3 or week 4. 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, as we always do. Once again, the Miami Heat picking up a big win last night. Maybe it's just their one moment here, but Jimmy Butler was as great as you could possibly be, not only offensively, but defensively. And here's a number to always keep in mind when it comes to when you're watching the Los Angeles Lakers. If they are going to shoot less than 33% from the floor, from three-point range, they don't win. They are undefeated in the bubble when they shoot better than 33% from the floor. Here is a troubling number that I had last night because I wanted to know where Anthony Davis was. Anthony Davis took 9 shots the entire game in 33 minutes. He shot 2 free throws. I'll give Miami some credit, but that feels like the Lakers fell in love with the 3. Markieff Morris attempted more 3-pointers, 11, than Anthony Davis attempted total shots, 9. If an alarm doesn't go off when that happens, then there's a real concern. But I will say, Jimmy Butler, that's exactly what you want. He basically said, we're not losing this game. And I love the exchange that he had. First quarter, LeBron had this to say to Jimmy Butler.
First, I just wanted to clarify. It looked like you said you're in trouble. Is that what you said?
That is what I said.
Okay.
We're not going to act like I'm just out there talking trash because I'm not. LeBron said it to me at the end of the first. That's what happened. I just said it to him in the fourth quarter.
I love it. I love it. It was great. It just, you know, hey, put up, shut up. And LeBron, stay on the floor. 10 seconds left. You're not bigger than the game. Stay on the floor. Be professional. I don't care how mad you are. However, you know, angry you are, 10 seconds isn't going to make it worse. Might make it better if you walk into the locker room. But he was not in a cheerful mood, although he did acknowledge Jimmy Butler's greatness after the game.
I thought Jimmy was phenomenal. You know, he did everything that they needed for him to do tonight, and he came through big time in a big-time game. One of the best competitors that we have in our game. We love that opportunity. So for me personally, I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to have. So, you know, to be able to go against a fierce competitor like that is something I'll look back on when I'm done playing, but, like, I miss those moments.
Yeah. You might look back on that moment of just how great he was and then move on and make sure it doesn't happen the next game. That'd be my advice. Yeah, when I'm all said and done, I'll look back on that moment. Nah, I'd look back on that moment right now and make sure it doesn't happen again. But Butler wanted LeBron. He got LeBron and lived to tell about it. And LeBron put up some decent numbers there. By the way, I was looking for a positive sign with my Cowboys. And Ethan, our stats guy, you guys are aware of Ethan, right? Yeah, so Ethan, he said, I'll try to come up with something. The Cowboys have the easiest remaining schedule in the NFL. Their remaining opponents have a 372 winning percentage. So there is hope there for the Cowboys. Somebody has to win the NFC East. I checked with the NFL. They do have to give the NFC East to somebody this year. Now, if you're looking at how bad their opponents are, well, look at the Giants. Look at Washington. Eagles did get a win last night. But Cowboys, I don't know if they can get any defense anytime soon. But, boy, just do whatever you want. Run the football. You can throw. That's a good place to pick up your stats a little bit there. Yeah, Paulie.
Has a 7-9 team ever won a division and made the playoffs?
Well, didn't the Saints?
Yeah, the Seahawks beat the Saints with the Marshawn Lynch rumble. Wasn't one of those teams 7-9?
7-9.
How about this for a new rule? If a team wins a division at 7-9, that division loses their playoff spot and it goes to the next person in line to get the wild card. Next team in line to get the wild card.
Well, they should never give a 7-9 team who wins the division a home playoff game.
Even more so.
That's the big problem, because you're 7-9. And you won your division, therefore you get to host a playoff game. Yes, McClellan.
There's no doubt that the Cowboys are hosting the L.A. Rams in this Sunday 4 o'clock game.
Oh, you in the playoffs?
I think this isn't even. There's no way the Eagles have enough healthy bodies.
A rematch to the Michael Gallup push off.
Ooh,
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I don't think you're selling it that way. Oh, a rematch.
But
he pushed off on Jalen Ramsey.
The Texans and Bills will also play on that Saturday, even though the Texans are 4-12. But is there any way the Eagles don't have enough healthy body? They lost 4 out of 5 O-linemen.
Nobody cares.
The Cowboys have to win this division, right?
Nobody cares, McLovin.
About the NFC East?
They don't care about the Eagles. Nobody.
Oh, come on. Everyone cares about
them. No, nobody cares about them.
Think that there isn't a single NFL teams are all national. There's nothing regional about it, the Browns or the Eagles.
Like, the Bengals are regional.
Jacksonville
is regional.
The Bengals used to be regional, but then they got a quarterback who everyone knows because of last year.
By the way, update the poll results there.
Paulie was right. You can have one under 25 quarterback. Who you have? And the choices were Lamar Jackson, wow. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Justin
Don't tell
Herbert.
Me it was Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, number one.
Oh, wow.
Josh Allen, number two. Then Justin Herbert, then Lamar Jackson, then Kyler Murray.
So the reigning MVP, unanimous MVP, is fourth on this list?
Yeah. By the way, he's younger than Joe Burrow. You know, Burrow is older than Jackson, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
By Burrow, you better get used to throwing touchdowns and getting offensive holding on it. That is, the Bengals are going to kill him. It's not him. It's the Bengals.
If they don't start enforcing holding, you're going to have 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks throw for, over 5,000 yards, 5,500 yards, throw for more than 30 touchdowns. I mean, it's pretty crazy when you think about it. There are 13 quarterbacks right now on pace to throw at least 30 touchdown passes this season. How many threw for at least 30 touchdowns last year? If you answered 4, you would be correct. Doesn't that seem low? I mean, it used to be if you got to 30, that was an unbelievable year. But that was back in the, 80s. Now it feels like you got to throw for 30 touchdowns. Yeah, Paul.
It's obvious that the NFL has told the refs not to call offensive holding this year. I think it was down 56% through the first month of the season. But look at what we're not talking about with the NFL. Referee calls and lack of offense. We're talking about crazy offense, and we're barely talking about refs at all the first month.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Here's another one of those, and I guess I apologize for thinking the Miami Dolphins with 10 days to prepare for Russell Wilson Jr. III, traveling cross-country, a banged-up team. Don't bet on my picks. That's the best advice I can tell you. Or bet against them if you want to. but I forgot that this was October and not September, and Mr. September Ryan Fitzpatrick is not good in October, and they couldn't score touchdowns, and the Seahawks ended up winning that game. Now, here's another thing that, you know, we'll talk about this tomorrow probably. I don't understand, you know, how Vegas views these games. You got Atlanta and Green Bay. They're playing tonight. Atlanta and Green Bay have the first and 12th worst scoring defenses in the NFL. The average points in a Packers game this year is 69. The average points in a Falcons game this year is 66. Why is the over-under at 56.5 points then? One of the six games played by either team this year ended with less than 63 points scored. And that was Bears-Falcons last week. This is why I don't bet. Because if you said Falcons, Matt Ryan, they got a good offense, Calvin Ridley's played well, Packers at home, 56.5 points. Are they screaming? Now, don't bet on this, by the way. Do not, this entertainment purposes only. Aren't they screaming to take the over tonight? Right? It feels like that. Yeah, McClub.
Which means it won't hit, right? Because when it's that obvious, it's a sucker bet in a way.
That's the feeling I have. But I don't know.
I've heard the overs, Vegas having trouble setting the over is the word on the street, right? Everything's going way over this year. By the way, the Devontae Adams out for the Packers, Ridley and Julio Jones both questionable.
Ooh, okay.
So maybe that's why.
Okay.
But even so.
It could be. It could be. Peter King supplying some of those stats there.
Questionable means playing, by the way.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Let me see. Benjamin in Tennessee. We'll check in with the Patriots coming up here. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Dan. I got a best and worst for you today.
All right.
My best of the weekend is the game that some of your other callers have been digging on is the Colts versus the Bears. Big Colts fan, so it's nice to see us beat a pretty solid defense there. Is the Colts and the AFC South being boring because they have no they have all the defense and they don't have high scoring games, and that's why Dallas and the NFC East is the exciting division?
Did you fade out about halfway in?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where we were going there.
The NFC East is tough.
Yeah.
He asked why the AFC South is so boring. It's hard to put your finger on it, but I relate to that.
About being boring?
The AFC South, like all their, you know, when you're flipping through at Sunday 1 o'clock, it's like, oh, they're the Colts. Flip. Titans.
I'm a little more curious about the Titans. Just their whole game plan.
No, you're not really.
Yeah, you're okay, not. You're just saying that.
No, you're right. You're right.
You like Nashville.
No, I know Nashville. They always get mad at me. You don't like us. And it's nothing. Don't take it personally. Aesthetically, it just leaves a little bit to be desired. Yes, McLean.
That's a big loss by the Jags. They got to be pumped up about that. They're back in business for Trevor Lawrence.
I didn't even know they played yesterday. And you come in going, man, Jacksonville, boy, that was bad. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? Like, that was a bad loss there.
But they were beating the Bengals. The Bengals kept making mistakes. And then
I just noticed the Bengals were playing. I didn't notice Jacksonville was playing. And then all of a sudden, McLevin's off the Gardner Minshew bandwagon.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And then didn't you tell me that, hey, they're not tanking? And I go, eventually they're going to be tanking.
But those New York teams are going to be tough to knock off.
Yeah, the Giants, though, did play hard. I mean, they made that competitive. But the Jets are dreadful. And Washington, poor Ron Rivera. He's battling cancer treatment, getting an IV at halftime. And you know, if you go through that, you get nauseous normally. He doesn't need that to get nauseous. He can just go out there and watch his team and get nauseous. But heroic effort by him. Not by his team. Yeah, McClellan.
What are you hearing about Giants quarterback Daniel Jones?
That he's better than, I think, what people look at. You know, when you look at the numbers there, that he is better than what the optics are. But I don't know if I don't see it yet. And I don't know if we're going to see it this year. But let's put it this way. If the Giants are on the clock, and you have Joe Judge, who this is his first year there, does he want to get his quarterback in there? If you can take Trevor Lawrence, like how many teams would take Trevor Lawrence right now? Washington with Dwayne Haskins, yes. Jets with Sam Darnold, yes. Giants, Daniel Jones, yes. Jags, Gardner Minshew, yes. Who else would be on that list? The Bengals are not taking Trevor Lawrence.
Atlanta?
Atlanta would take Trevor Lawrence. If Houston keeps losing, you still have Deshaun Watson. And you just signed him up. So Houston will make it respectable this year. I don't think they're in the same boat. They've had a pretty tough schedule. Yeah, Paulie.
But Houston has Jacksonville twice in the next month. It could either go very well or horrendous because they have Tennessee and Green Bay in that window as well. Mm. It could go horrendously.
Yeah, McClellan.
How about Fritzy's Broncos with the injuries at quarterback?
Yeah, maybe. If Trevor Lawrence is, and you got Drew Lock. Drew Lock was his second round pick?
I believe so.
Yeah. Wait, it's your team.
I didn't memorize what round pick he was. I think he was second round. I never profess to know every single thing about the history of the Broncos.
I bring up a topic you should know something about, and you say, oh, I don't know everything about it.
I will say that we haven't seen enough of Drew Lock to either give up on him or...
Do you want me to bring up onion bagels? Do you want
onion
me to,
bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Bring up something that you're an expert in. I think Drew Lock was his second round draft pick. Is that right? Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Not my team.
I know.
Yeah.
I should know that off the top of my head.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. All right, we'll take a break. Check in with the Patriots. Not a bad day starting at 4 Eastern. Astros A's. 7 o'clock Patriots Chiefs. 8 o'clock Yankees Rays. 8:50 Falcons Packers. That's nice. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. I just saw this from Mark Stein, NBA insider. John Lucas is emerging as a candidate with the Rockets as they continue to look for a new head coach. He was part of the Rockets player development coaches with Mike D'Antoni's staff in the past four seasons. Has strong working relationships with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. It's nice to have a great relationship. Can you help Russell with his jump shot? Like, that's what I would want to know. Hey, you got a strong relationship with him. Can you help him shoot? All right, we'll get to our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Patriots and also an analyst for ESPNBoston.com. Kind enough to join us here. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How would you sum up the last couple of days with the Patriots?
Wow. You know, for the players, Dan, totally topsy-turvy. I think Saturday they get the word that Cam Newton had tested positive for COVID-19, and a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. You know, I would say it highlights to me the human side of the game. You know, initially, some of the players that I had communicated with said, we're really going to go forward and play this game? Is it worth the risk of doing so? And I think as we talk right now, maybe there's been a little more acceptance among some of the players just to move forward as time has passed a little bit.
Has Cam spoken?
He hasn't. He just posted something on Instagram yesterday afternoon just saying, you know, thank you for the love and support and that he's going to take this time to get healthy. And that's really all we've heard from Cam.
Why Brian Hoyer, not Jarrett Stidham tonight?
Terrific question. And really, after all offseason, we've been talking how Jarrett Stidham had the inside track, right, to be Tom Brady's heir apparent. And let's say two things, Dan. You know, the first thing, when Cam came in July 8th, that was like a last minute type thing. And it was sort of clear like it was going to be Cam as long as it didn't go sideways. But really, everyone thought Jarrett would be the number two. And everything changed for him the fourth day of training camp. He went to a Boston hospital for tests on his leg, and the tests came back negative. But when he was on the field for the next practice, his reps were really diminished. And it sort of went from a three-picture quarterback snapshot to just two. And Stidham never really developed any momentum after that and never really made a charge to sort of change the team's mind that he should be the number two guy. So I think the experience of Hoyer here is something they're a little more comfortable with after that sort of change the fourth day of training camp.
And also going on the road, you'd probably want to go with a veteran leadership with Hoyer. But how are the travel arrangements different for the Patriots for this game as opposed to a normal game?
Well, how about a 22-hour workday? That's basically what they're looking at. Check this out. They woke up this morning before the sun came up here in New England. They go to their facility to get tested. They board the buses and they head to two different airports, one in Boston, one in Providence. You get some of the players that have been in close contact, or all the players that have been deemed to be in close contact with Cam, on one plane going to one airport. And then the other rest of the team on another plane at a different airport. They're going to arrive at around the same time in Kansas City later this morning. They'll have about 3 hours at a hotel in Kansas City, then head to Arrowhead Stadium for the game. Wow. Hopefully put up for them, you know, a competitive performance, and then hop back on the plane and get back to Gillette Stadium, let's say 3-4 in the morning Eastern time, about 22-hour workday for him. Not ideal, but something that I, you know, at the players I've communicated with, they've sort of accepted this is the reality.
Was there any push by the Patriots to get this a standalone game on Tuesday?
Not that I have been able to discern in the people I've spoken with. In fact, if anything, they like the idea of playing it tonight because of the turnaround. They have a home game Sunday against the Broncos, and the idea of playing Tuesday and then getting back in the middle of the night and having that short condensed time to get ready for their next game at home, I don't think was my sense, Dan, was that that wasn't viewed as an ideal scenario for them.
I know you've been covering this team for a long time and you're there every day, but I've never heard Bill Belichick talk about a player the way he has spoken about Cam Newton, like the whole month. And I wondered if Tom Brady went a couple of years without hearing the niceties that Cam got in 1 month. What's the logic? Because there's always some kind of logic. It's calculated with Bill Belichick. So why the fawning over Cam Newton?
Oh, I wish I had the answer, like a lot of things with this team, Dan, right? You know, I will say in general, and this is probably more specific to Bill Belichick, I have personally noticed a little bit of a softening just overall this year, not just with Cam, but, you know, everything that's gone on with COVID-19. He just lost his mother, you know, within the last month. And I think just in general, maybe the whole virtual nature of our interactions with him, it's not as much in his face, you know, and I think he feels maybe more comfortable in these interactions. And if I had to say one thing, like that's probably a bunch of things, but that might be more of a factor than anything related to the whole Brady Cam comparisons. And you know what, Dan, maybe there's something to the idea that he's done some research with the people that have been around Cam in the past, and maybe, you know, the idea of building Cam up is something he's learned from those that have coached Cam before is a good way to go.
Mike, great stuff as always. Enjoy your work on the mothership, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
That's Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Patriots. And I think it's interesting they're going with Brian Hoyer instead of Jarrett Stidham, because remember, we thought, okay, Jarrett Stidham, he's going to be the starting quarterback. And then all of a sudden, you didn't hear his name. When's the last time you've heard his name? It's been a long time. And then I like how Belichick was trying to be coy. I haven't named my starter yet. Yeah, you have. Yeah, his name is Cam. We haven't named our starter yet. Yeah. But no Cam tonight. Yeah. I mean, this is a Herculean task, even with Cam, to go on the road to beat Kansas City. But, you know, this is where you see what Belichick can devise. Because you got Brian Hoyer. He's not scaring anybody. But can you come up with a game plan of trying to limit the number of times that Patrick Mahomes goes on the field? Anytime you see a great quarterback, high-powered offense, you always try to – so how do I take – I want to take away the number of chances you have on the field. This is what the Giants famously did with Belichick as defensive coordinator against the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. They knew they couldn't stop the Bills. Let's limit the number of times that they're on the field. That was the big difference there. And, you know, they ended up grinding it out, defensive-minded game, and, you know, then the missed field goal at the end. But that's what you try to do. I want to limit you the number of opportunities so when you get out there, it feels like you're rushing, you're forcing things, because you know you're not going to get the ball back. San Francisco, when they run the football, they force you into this. When they're playing at a high level, they're forcing you to get on the field and make something happen. And, you know, you're seeing a few of these teams in the NFL do that against these potent offenses here. All right, a couple more phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend. Do you guys want to give your best and worst of the weekend right now? Are you ready? Todd, are you ready?
Let's do it.
You are ready.
I am.
Okay, Drew Locke was drafted.
Second round.
Thank you,
out of
Todd.
Missouri, I
okay,
believe.
All righty. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd.
Best of the weekend, just 1 week before the Red River Showdown, the unranked TCU Horned Frogs upset number 9 Texas. The unranked Iowa State Cyclones take down number 18 Oklahoma. Worst of the weekend, ignoring previous warnings, SMU campus police had to clear out the student section during Saturday's game against Memphis. What are they doing? A large number weren't following coronavirus protocols, mask wearing, social distancing. Entire crowd gone by the time the third quarter got underway.
You just put the mask on. Come on. John Gruden's going to get fined again, man. Like, he is just blatant. Hey, I got this mask. It's like a chin strap. That's not the way it works, John. If I'm the NFL, I'd just hammer him. You know, he's already been hammered. Yes, Todd.
And there was a Raiders coach up in the booth. I guess he kind of looked at one of the monitors and saw himself on the screen. And all of a sudden, he quickly put it up over his mouth and nose.
Now, I'm watching that TCU game. And as soon as it ends on a safety. I immediately went to over-under. Immediately. Because I think it was 62.5. And it went over. Like, that's a bad beat. And I don't know why I thought that, but I you know, it was just one of those, the randomness of it, I go, oh boy, this is going to be bad. You know, I looked at the point spread, and that was, you know, that wasn't affected by it, but the over-under, and I went, oh my God. Imagine you're going, hey, got this one. Yes, McLovin.
There was like a 4-minute delay to decide if it was a safety or not because of the penalty, too, so they should make betting illegal. That's terrible.
Yeah, good luck with that. Best and worst, McLovin.
Okay. Best is obviously the duo that has carried the Eagles for so many years. Travis Fulgham with the go-ahead touchdown. Then someone named Alex Singleton with the pick six, who is apparently a Canadian League All-Pro. I have no idea. They are pulling guys off the street. My other best is North Dakota State. Trey Lance going 15 for 30, two TDs. That might get him back to college next year.
See, we wondered what's the worst case scenario here. Best case is you just reinforce that you're a really good quarterback and you're maybe a top 10, maybe a top 5 pick. He was unbelievable last year. Didn't throw an interception. They win a national title. He's got size, strength. They liken him to Patrick Mahomes with that kind of ability. He can run the football. And then I thought, you know what could go bad? That he doesn't play great. And he didn't play great. And they had to come from behind. And Central Arkansas has played like 4 games this year, and they were in the playoffs last year. But I don't know if that standalone game was great for him. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend is the hit Jalen Ramsey had on Golden Tate.
Oh,
that was just delicious. And not only because of how he hit Golden Tate, but because Jalen Ramsey laid out the blocker first. He absolutely ran through this other dude, sent him flying, and then got that hit on Golden Tate. Now, I'm not making any commentary on like whatever feud they have going on. I'm just saying that hit was fantastic.
Yeah, that hit was meant to hurt an entire family. That was not, I want to hurt you. I want to hurt the family there.
Message sent. Dang.
And then all of a sudden, the background on that is Jalen Ramsey has a couple of kids with Golden Tate's sister.
Yeah.
And then he left Golden Tate's sister to go to another woman while she was pregnant.
That's unfortunate.
And Golden Tate wanted to he said after the game, hey, he's going to have to find me or I'm going to find him or whatever it was. That's one of those where I was hoping the players would just like spread out in a circle and just let him fight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just go ahead, guys.
Although I don't know, after that hit, though, Golden Tate might be like, well, I mean, let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we need fisticuffs here.
Yeah.
And then my other even more bester of the weekend, though, and we've mentioned it already, but Brocktober's in full effect. Iowa State over Oklahoma, 37-30. Let's go!
I don't know who's good this year. You know, because you're watching, and Oklahoma can look fabulous. And then you go, how do they lose again? Paulie, best and worst of the week.
Well, this isn't going to help. Arkansas Razorbacks somehow beat Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Bulldogs had one of the great debuts of a coach they could. Mm. And Arkansas football, which was DOA, out of nowhere, unbelievable. Felipe Franks is their quarterback. That name rings a bell.
From Miami?
Yes. Felipe Franks.
I didn't know he was in the transfer portal.
I had no idea.
Doesn't he spell Felipe a little, like he's got an extra I and E or something in there?
Yeah, but he has no picks, a couple extra E's, though. And then my favorite team this year, my SMU Mustangs, Dan, beating Memphis 30-27. Great comeback.
I liked Memphis's uniforms.
They were great.
They were kind of funky.
But SMU is going to run the table this year. They had the game of the year coming up 4-0. Our undefeated SMU Mustangs in a couple weeks versus the undefeated Cincinnati Bearcats. That could be College Game Day. How weird is that? But SMU is going to run the table.
SMU is going to be in the Final Four.
Yep. Calling it.
You are.
No one else is.
No one else is.
Because they know it's probably not going to
happen. That's not going to happen. All right. More phone calls coming up. Top of the hour, Donnie Baseball. Don Mattingly will join us. Talk about his Marlins. And Reggie Miller will join us as well. Your phone calls are next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sony Michel not playing for the Patriots tonight, out with a quad injury. How many points are the Patriots getting, Paulie?
You can get Chiefs given 10.5 or 11.
11.
What do you like?
No.
I would either bet this for the Chiefs to cover or bet the Patriots to win over outright. Not to cover. Mm. And you make a lot of money if the Patriots win outright. Mm. The money line.
Money line. Okay. So 11. No, I'm not giving any advice here.
You sure?
Yep, positive.
It feels like you have some to give. You just...
No, here's the problem. I gave you the Dolphins against the Seahawks. And probably lost you money. I didn't watch the game because I told you that I thought Miami was going to win that game. That's why I don't like betting. That's why I don't like giving predictions, because it drove me crazy. I think I first looked at the score at 2:32 yesterday, where I just went, let me check NFL scores. Oh, God. And it was halftime, and I go, oh, God. And then I waited till around 3:30, And I didn't get any text from the Danettes going, yes, Fitzmagic, Dolphins. I got nothing. And I go, oh, I'm in trouble. Yeah, see.
But I have to bet this game because of the money you lost me on the last game. So, I mean, don't we have to do this one now?
How about you take the under Packers and the Falcons? Because it's screaming for you to take the over with those two defenses and those two offenses. But entertainment purposes, oh my God. Like, I can't. Then I won't be watching the games tonight. And it's my job to watch the games. Yes, McLaughlin.
Dolphins had all the momentum. You're like, you would have been so annoyed because they were right at the goal line. And they just.
They couldn't score touchdowns. They couldn't.
They really had that win. I know that doesn't make you feel any better.
It doesn't make me feel any better. Because when my audience loses, I lose. Phil in Indiana is back. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hope you had a great weekend, buddy. Hey, two quick things. So my best was the Eagles. At one point, they flashed a picture of Greg Ward as the senior wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. He played six games last year, and then obviously two games this year. But, Dan, my worst is the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans. I mean, these guys have beaten the Broncos, the Panthers, and the Chargers, hardly murderers row, and they haven't even played a team that has a winning record yet. So, Dan, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Have a good week, buddy.
You know, Brady looked pretty good. He had another pick six, but you know, you're rallying for a win in that situation. Each of the five touchdowns went to a different receiver with Tom Brady, which is impressive. I just don't want the Buccaneers and Tom Brady to have to rally from being down 24-7. The ability to rally is really important. Here is Tom Brady off yesterday's win.
It's a long season, and we're 25% of the way through, so it's not early anymore. You know, we have a decent sample size. We got to figure out what we're good at, what we're not good at, and keep working to get better. The guys that haven't had much of a role got to find a way to find a role for themselves, and the guys that have got to keep improving it and increasing it.
So they got the win there, and that's all that matters here. The John Gruden said, no, let me play what John Gruden had to say. The Raiders lost to the Buffalo Bills, and John Gruden was talking about the tough opponents they faced.
Anybody's played a tougher schedule than us? Tell me who it has. You know, we played Monday night against the Saints, across the country on a short week against the Patriots, and the Buffalo Bills are undefeated in a playoff team. And we're not going to get any sympathy next week either going to Arrowhead. So this is a great opportunity for us to continue to get better and look at our young players, and I'm proud of them. We've been in all these games, and we've won two and lost two, and the first quarter's in the books.
You got to take it one game at a time. You try to take it two games at a time, you pull a hamstring.
You know what? Nobody's going to feel sorry for. That's Frank Caliendo. Gruden is doing Frank Caliendo, not the other way around. I wanted to find out the toughest schedule based off opponents' current records, and it would be the Miami Dolphins and the Atlanta Falcons and New York Giants. They're tied for the toughest schedule as far as opponents' records, followed by the Texans. Then it's the Lions, Cowboys, Raiders, and Patriots all lumped in there after that. So John technically was not correct. They have faced a tough stretch here and going cross country. Absolutely. Can you imagine now you got Kansas City coming up? Yeah, McLovin.
There's also a Brady Foles rematch on Thursday night, I believe. Bears. Bears Bucks.
I hope nobody says the following. A chance for redemption for Tom Brady. I hope not, because if you win that game, that doesn't make up for losing a Super Bowl. I'm going to guess. I don't know, Brady's feelings on that, but I'm going to go out on a limb. Nick in San Diego's back. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Danny boy, how we doing?
Good, Nick.
All right, here's the deal. I only got two bets for you. Friday was my birthday. My buddy took me to see the Padres live at his rooftop, followed by the weekend of four rounds of golf. On the final round of golf, on the fifth hole, what does your boy do but knock one in for a hole-in-one?
Nice. Nice. Well, congrats there, Nick. And you got your Padres coming up, too. Playoff baseball starting tomorrow. We'll talk to Don Mattingly, the Marlins manager, at the top of the hour. Greg in Dallas joins us. Greg, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good. Good.
You hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I'm on the balcony of my new apartment here. I'm actually from Detroit. I moved my daughter Lola down here to pursue a ballet career. And Before I tell you my best and worst, I want to bring up a name with you too and see if you have an opinion on it. But my worst would be my Lions losing in the fashion that they did as usual. My best would be not having to listen to that on the radio in the morning and being able to listen to them bellyache about their Cowboys here.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. Greg gave me a lot of information there.
Two-bedroom, Dan. It's got a dorm in it. It's a lovely building.
I moved my daughter down here so she could take up ballet. And just want to let you know, I had an Egg McMuffin for breakfast.
Got a son who graduated Stanford. No big deal.
Yeah. Just a little too much info.
Can you get a workout in after the call?
I'm thinking doing cardio today. I don't know. I'm thinking about
that. Got this dairy allergy, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, but... you want to know what I'm going to have for lunch? I'm thinking about, I was going to have a burger, but I don't know. Just not sure right now.
Not a lot of seeds. I have something with my testicle.
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. Not sure what game to watch tonight. I don't know. Maybe you could help me with that.
Anyway, onto the Lakers.
I have reticulitis. I'll be fine.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball will join us coming up, and Reggie Miller as well. Final hour this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit mrsmeyers.com today.